We're here on KSOM, and we're talking with Sophia Taylor of Riverside, who's right in the thick of the basketball season. But in the meantime, she has made a decision on her college choice. She's going to be playing volleyball at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake. And the senior joins us now here on KSOM. And Sophia, congratulations. How's it feel to make this decision?
It feels really good. It's obviously a tough decision, but it was made, and I'm happy with it, and I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, great. So take me through the process and how you arrived at BV.
Well, I visited a couple schools, not too big, but I visited some small ones because I thought that was the best fit for me. But I kind of told my dad at the end of volleyball season, I was like, I don't think I'm going to play any sports. Like, that's where my mind was at. And I was like, I don't know. And then I met with Will, and he kind of just like gave me all the pros. He was like, you're going to love it. It's going to be your next home. And there's nothing much more to it but playing volleyball with a bunch of different girls, and that's the best part about it. So it kind of just, like, put me in that position to be like, yeah, I want to play.
Yeah, Will Bauman, the head coach for Buena Vista, he's from Cherokee, he's been with the Beavers for three seasons. What stood out most when you went to the campus?
The girls. They were just so uplifting. They helped me just, like, get – and they're very comfortable, and they kind of just – I knew a couple girls. I played club with a couple of them, so it was nice. My roommate is actually signing soon, so it's kind of just some people that I've known – I know of, but just don't, like, know very well, so it was nice to fall into that.
Who's going to be your roommate?
Charleston Hernandez.
And she goes –
she's from Glenwood.
Okay, all right. Well, who's some of the other girls that you knew there?
I know Merced – I don't know how to say her last name, but I knew
Ramirez. Yeah.
Yep. She's setter. So I've played club with her, which is nice.
Yeah. There's some local area girls that play for BV, Genevieve Livingston from Nottoway Valley, and Lacey Daring from Coon Rapids Bear, not that far away. And Storm Lake's not that really that far away from Oakland. You know, what was that like? Just the proximity, being such that your family can come watch you play.
It's nice. I don't think my parents have ever really missed more than five things of mine. So it's nice to be close so they can come and watch me a lot, but they've always loved watching me play sports because that's what they did growing up. So it's nice.
So what role do you think you're going to take with Buena Vista? What position are you going to play?
I think right now, just going into it, I'm just going to play the role as I'm a newcomer and just going to work my butt off and see where I can stay and where I could probably play some new places at. But I'm hoping to stay an outside. I've been switching a lot around high school. I've been a middle. I've been an outside. I've been just a server. I mean, I've changed a lot. So just happy to make the decision, and I'm just ready to go.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to have to do with your game to take it to another level to play at college?
I think I'm going to have to crack down on just working volleyball over the summer. I'm just going to have to put in the work in the gym, and I'm just going to have to keep doing it and doing it until I know that I have the ability to be a good player at BV.
I know the Beavers, they won 13 games in 2022. The last couple of years have been a little bit rough on the win total, 6 in 23, 5 in 24. What did you get a sense from the attitude and the coach or the players of everything, of everybody, on trying to turn things around there?
He told me that he was working to change things and change the culture of how it is. And that's how Riverside was. I mean, we weren't the best at volleyball. We weren't ever really, like, amazing. And then we kind of got Brooke, and she changed the culture a little bit, and we made two state appearances. So I really believe in his words, saying that he's going to change the culture, and it kind of just made me want to go there even more.
So what areas, when you say change the culture, what areas do you feel like you changed at Riverside that you can maybe bring to Buena Vista to try and change there? I mean, culture is a wide scoping word, but what are some of the things you feel like you accomplished at Riverside to become winners there that you can do the same in college?
I would say grit and leadership. We've had great leadership throughout the years at Riverside, but I feel like the seniors this year kind of just, like, stepped it up and kind of just showed the younger girls that we're going to be there for them. We're going to show them what leaders we are, and we're going to lead them to state. And it's exactly what we did. And we showed them that with grit, it's okay. You're going to lose games. You're going to win games. It's okay. Like, you just got to have grit, and you got to get through practice, and you got to work hard, because the college level is different than the high school level. So I feel like I'm going to bring grit and leadership, but I'm also going to have to learn more things about the college level.
Great answer. Great answer right there. I think you have it. I think you hit it right on the head. Nail right on the head right there. What about academics? What do you want to major in? What course work do you want to pursue?
I've been leaning towards business. I kind of want to follow in my dad's footsteps a little bit. My dad owns a couple of businesses, like manufacturing businesses and stuff. So I've always wanted to look into that, like accounting and stuff. So I'm kind of leading towards that right now.
Okay. Do you like going out on the water, going out on the lake? Because that's where Buena Vista is. There's a lot of lakes around there.
I love it.
What do you like to do on the lake?
My family's big on boating and camping, so I'm excited to see my family come up a couple times to boat and stuff this summer. So,
yeah, that's a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful area. Storm Lake's a wonderful town. I mean, is it crazy just to think about that's going to be your spot, your home for the next 4 years?
When I made this decision, it was very emotional. I was like, I'm spending the next 4 years of my life here, and it's just crazy to think of. You know, I felt like I was just a little freshman watching my cousin Emma graduate, but here I am. It's kind of moves by fast.
It does go by fast. Before long, you'll be graduating and at Storm Lake and wondering what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
What are you looking most forward to here the rest of your high school year?
Just get basketball finished, maybe look at winning a couple rounds to get to stay, I don't know. And track, I mean, make another state appearance. That's what it's about.
Okay. So you're going to do track as well in the spring.
Yep.
How are you feeling just about the basketball season? I mean, I think you girls have kind of been surprising some teams in the conference this year. You and Trainer are going to collide here soon, but you got some other games before that. But it's been a good start to the basketball season, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're learning. We got a new coach, so we're learning how he rolls with us, and he's learning how we roll with him. And he's made some great adjustments. I mean, he's really focused on just like working with us and making sure that we're understanding him and he's understanding us, which is really nice. And I feel like we've played teams close. We played Underwood into overtime the other day. I mean, it's not that we're not good basketball players or a good team. Some people have those days, and I feel like if we just come out and we play our game, we're going to give Trainer what they're looking for.
Yeah. Lastly, how can you explain your passion for volleyball and how you're going to take that to Buena Vista?
I lost the love for basketball a couple of years ago, and volleyball wasn't my favorite. Basketball has always been my favorite. And when I lost that love for basketball, I kind of just saw volleyball as my way out. And I lost my best friend a year ago. So it's kind of just like, I found the love for something that makes me want to get up each morning and something that makes me want to go to practice. Like, practices were rough, but it's something that made me get up every morning. Was like, I can't wait to go to practice.
Well, I mean, you were fun to watch during the volleyball season, Sophia, and you'll be fun to watch during basketball and track. And I just wish the best of luck to you in the future. Congratulations, and we'll see you on the basketball court. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sophia Taylor, senior at Riverside, who's going to play volleyball at Buena Vista University, joins us here on KSOM.